funny thing happens when things aren't going quite the way we'd planned. It feels, and let me emphasize that word, it feels as though somehow God isn't interested in what's going on. But more often than not, he's already hard at work making things happen, things we can't see, that are going to bless us. What if we started looking out for God's hidden blessings? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at God's blessings from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about the latest life application booklet here at Christianity Works. It's called, Does God Really Want to Bless Me? I'd love to send you a copy to help you actually live in the blessings that God has for you. Don't you wish some days you kind of knew what God was up to? I mean, you look around and things aren't quite going the way they're supposed to be going. At least they're not going the way you or I planned for them to go. I stepped out in faith here. I think I've been honouring God. I've been working harder. I've been doing my best. And now all of a sudden, everything's turned to custard. It's gone off the rails. It hurts. Anyone who believes in Jesus, anyone who's been walking along their life's journey for any length of time with him, knows this feeling. God, this just doesn't make sense. It's not working out. And each and every time we're in that place, it's as though we've forgot the lessons we learned the last time we were in this place. Or am I the only one who's a bit thick when it comes to remembering this scripture, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I must confess that I'm slow to learn this lesson. Each time things aren't quite working out, my first natural reaction is, what's wrong? What have I done wrong? Didn't I hear God right the first time? When all along, God's up to something, and more often than not, he's working in the background, cooking up a hidden blessing that I could never have dreamed up for myself. And it's this notion of hidden blessings that we're going to chat about in our time today. Because when things aren't quite going the way we expect them to be going, the thing we lose sight of so often is that God is a God who wants to bless us. And it's in the middle of things that are going on, that the things that don't quite make sense, that God's at work, often behind the scenes, often in ways that we can't see, and even if we could see, they wouldn't make sense. He's at work blessing us with a harvest that if we don't grow tired of hanging in there, a harvest that we'll reap when? Well, at harvest time, of course. Over these last couple of weeks, we've been journeying with Ruth and her Israelite mother-in-law, Naomi. Both widowed, both destitute, Ruth, the Moabite woman, a woman belonging to a race which was sworn enemies of Israel, has travelled with her mother-in-law back to the land of Israel. And instead of complaining, instead of wallowing in fear and uncertainty, instead of crying out, oh, woe is me, she said to her mother-in-law, in effect, look, we need to get going here and journey into God's blessing. Let's just take another look at that. Ruth chapter 1, beginning at verse 22. So Naomi returned together with Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back with her from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now, Naomi had a kinsman on her husband's side, a prominent rich man of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the field and glean amongst the ears of grain behind someone in whose sight I may find favour. So she said to her, go, my daughter. It was a plucky decision, and it was the right decision because, as we saw yesterday, she was noticed by Boaz, who happened along just at the right time, and Boaz blessed her. He spoke his blessings upon her, and she was able to glean the leftovers of the harvest to provide food for herself and her mother-in-law. That's what she saw, God's blessing through Boaz. But there was something that she didn't see. As she was working out there in the hot sun in the field, picking up the gleanings, the leftovers of the harvest, gathering the grain, hard work, it would have been easy for her to be grumbling to herself. Oh, come back here. I follow Naomi. I serve her. I look after her. I accept her people. I even accept her God as my God, this God of Israel. And look at me. Here I am slaving away in the hot sun. Here I am like a pauper relying on charity, picking up the leftovers, the scraps of the harvest. Some God, some promised land. Have you ever found yourself grumbling like that? Or she could perhaps have been thinking to herself, I better work faster. Boy, if I don't pick up enough grain, we're going to starve. Quick, there's some over there. I have to get to it before that old man picks it up. Running around in ever-decreasing circles of fear and panic. Does that sound familiar? It's what we naturally do. We either grumble or panic, or both, when things aren't working out the way they should. And God seems to have gone AWOL and left us destitute. Well, the Bible record in the book of Ruth doesn't tell us any of that. And I suspect with the focus and the drive that Ruth's displayed thus far, those weren't the things she was thinking about. But we do know what God was thinking about, because in the background, in the places Ruth couldn't see, God was cooking up a hidden blessing for her. So here we are, she's been blessed by Boaz, the rich relative, and she goes back out into the field to pick up the leftover grain lying there on the ground. This is what happens out of her earshot. Ruth chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. When she got up to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, "Let her glean even among the standing sheaves and do not reproach her. You must also pull out some handfuls for her from the bundles and leave them for her to glean and do not rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until the evening. Then she beat out what she'd gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Do you see what's happening here? Behind the scenes, God is at work in moving Boaz, the man with the wealth and the power, to make it easier for Ruth. The deal with the poor was that they were only allowed to go along behind those who were reaping, behind the landowner's labourers, and pick up what they didn't pick up the leftovers. The problem was, this was often lean pickings. So Boaz tells his labourers, "Look, let Ruth come with you and get the grain from the sheaves while they're still standing. I know it's not the usual thing, but look, don't reproach her, and then pull out some handfuls from your bundles, the stuff that you've already harvested, and drop them on the ground to make it easier for her." How often does God do that? We're in a place at the back of the line where we'd rather not be, and even there in that place, he finds ways to bless us. And you know what I found? I'm busy grumbling and complaining under my breath. If I'm doing that, I tend to miss those little blessings. Many's the time I've been praying when I'm in a difficult spot, and the Holy Spirit's reminded me of the little blessings, the small, gentle encouragements, the provisions that he's made along the way for me. And the more that I've learned to travel through difficult places, the more I've discovered the joy of finding God in those places, giving me a gentle nudge here and meeting this need there or that need over there. It's a beautiful thing. And then I realize, while I was wondering where God had disappeared to, all along he was busy in the background, organizing a special little blessing to encourage me along the way to provide for me and my family. Let me tell you, after a good many years of working in a faith ministry, when there have been quite a number of times when there's not been enough money to draw a wage and the bills still kept rolling in, I've discovered that no matter how hard it gets, he never leaves us or forsakes us. And time again, these hidden blessings pop up out of nowhere. Why? Because on this journey, no matter how dark, no matter how stormy the day, it doesn't change the fact that God is a God of blessing. God is faithful, and if we will step out on the journey that he's calling us to travel with him and follow him with all our hearts, let me tell you something, we will run into the hidden blessings of God. Blessing is not an easy subject to chat about, because all too often, we don't actually feel all that blessed. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called, "Does God Really Want to Bless Me?" It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the blessings that God has for you. And at the end of each chapter, you're going to find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.